Welcome to the Odds Breakers, number one place for shared sharp betting information.
Welcome back to Podcast 79 of 2021. I'm your host, Kiev O'Neill. You can follow me on Twitter at OBKiev. Follow us at the Odds Breakers. Follow us on social media @TheOddsBreakers. This episode is being brought to you by MyBookie.ag. For a 100% sign-up bonus, please visit MyBookie and use the promo code TheOddsBreakers. Terms, conditions, and location apply. If you'd like to help us out with our costs and sponsor the website of the podcast, we'd love to help you out. Please visit TheOddsBreakers.com, click shop, and become a member. Pick any of our handicappers to get their premium plays before the line moves. You can also check us out on Patreon to thank us for some of our free plays. And if nothing else, please visit theoddsbreakers.com and become a free picks newsletter subscriber. My friends, we had a crazy weekend in football. Lots of upsets, lots of survivors getting killed in the NFL. College football was insane as usual. I was actually a little bit down on Friday due to college basketball. And college football a little bit down. NFL would have been great, except for the teasers. We lost all of our teaser legs. And to be completely honest with you, I already had this podcast recorded with Dave as well. We lost it on a technical difficulty. So I'm just going to kind of, it's late at night. I got to go to bed. I'm going to blow through the important information for you guys that I prepared for this podcast. A couple quick things that I discussed is, make sure that you don't overreact to some of these big losses. This is the NFL, right? It's not like the team's bad. Some teams just play out of their minds, like the Redskins. Well, the Washington football team, right? And the Carolina Panthers. And some teams just had bad games and just flat spots. Arizona, very flat spot. Don't know what was up with Tampa Bay. I think they just kind of got punched in the mouth. But, you know, just take that with a grain of salt. This is any given Sunday when this kind of thing can happen. The craziest thing was the Baltimore Ravens, in my opinion. I thought they really got overmatched by actually Flores. I think his blitzing, and I'm shocked that Harbaugh couldn't run a quick slant, you know, to beat the blitz, or possibly a quick tight end through the middle. You know, they did throw to Andrew some, but not nearly enough when it comes to blitzing. But that's what happens too. They coaches get out coached and fail to make adjustments. But, you know, those are some of the reasons lots of those, let's just call them the 2 through 8 type teaser leg got destroyed. You know, Cleveland's teaser leg destroyed 2 through 8. And you also had the Raiders. They got destroyed. Awful play. Knew that was a bad play as soon as that thing started. I mean, Derek Carr looked like a deer in the headlights right when that thing started. He looked intimidated and overmatched by Kansas City. Sometimes you'll lose the mental side of the game, and it completely affects you, and you get beat pretty bad. And that happens in college football, too. Tennessee, they looked lost against Georgia and were very intimidated as well on the college football side of things. But just remember that. Be careful for teams that have 6 losses in college football. They're still vying for bowl spots. And teams that have 7 losses are kind of in a different spot themselves, in kind of like almost a give-up spot sometimes. So careful betting on teams with 7 losses. But I cover that in our segment. College football, week 11 misleading final scores is what we're going to start out with. West Virginia outgained Kansas State 345-299, yet lost 34-17. A 3-0 turnover ratio and bad third down efficiency got them. Coastal Carolina outgained Georgia State 442-373, yet lost 42-40. A 2-0 turnover ratio and 4 sacks hurt them. Minnesota outgained Iowa 409-277, yet lost 27-22. They also won the turnover battle 1-0, but I'll say that Iowa definitely gave up some big plays that game, and Minnesota probably deserved a better outcome than what they had. P.J. Fleck was just kicking field goals when he should have been going for it. Charlotte outgained Louisiana Tech 548-504, yet lost 43-32. Equal turnovers, but bad field position got Charlotte. Troy outgained Louisiana 391-370, yet lost 35-21. A 3-0 turnover ratio got them. NC State outgained Wake Forest 482-406, yet lost 45-42, equal turnovers and horrible third down efficiency, 3-for-14 on third down. LSU outgained Arkansas 308-283, yet lost 16-13, a 3-0 turnover ratio, and bad third down efficiency got them. Texas outgained Kansas 574-420, yet lost 57-56. How about Kansas beating Texas? Talk about a win for the ages for the Jayhawks in football, man. Massive, massive. They're probably still celebrating all week long. I mean, just a massive letdown for the Texas Longhorns and a huge win for Kansas. Just absolutely embarrassing. All right, let's go to college football. Week 12, motivational spots. We have potential letdown spots. Michigan at Maryland after beating Penn State outright is a potential letdown spot. Baylor at Kansas State after upsetting Oklahoma. Ole Miss versus Vanderbilt after upsetting Texas A&M is a small one. Texas Tech versus Oklahoma State after upsetting Iowa State. Old Dominion at Middle Tennessee State after upsetting Florida Atlantic. Man, I almost bet Old Dominion that game. One of my last scratches, and they ended up winning outright. Kansas at TCU after upsetting Texas is a huge letdown spot. Any team, like I said, with a seventh loss is a letdown here in this position. Potential get-up spots. Anyone with six losses, really. Clemson hosting Wake Forest is a get-up spot to help their season. Michigan State at Ohio State is a massive game for both teams, really. But Michigan State could really get back in it with a win here. Oklahoma has to step up versus Iowa State, and they're not out of it yet. You know, Baylor can definitely lose again. Very, very good chance. And then they can beat Oklahoma State at the end. And Notre Dame wants to blow out teams in case Cincinnati loses, because I think that Cincinnati could possibly lose to Houston or SMU. Houston would be the championship game. SMU they have on deck. Look ahead spots. Oklahoma State looking past Texas Tech to Oklahoma is very possible. Oregon State looking past Arizona State to Oregon is very possible. Ole Miss looking past Vanderbilt to Mississippi State is possible. BYU looking past Georgia Southern to USC is a potential spot. And the top look ahead spot, which is a massive sandwich spot, is Michigan looking past Maryland to Ohio State. That is a massive look-ahead spot. I'm going to have to bet Maryland no matter what. It's not a pretty bet, but at the same time, I mean, this is why you do these situations. Win or lose, I think it's a good bet, especially if you're getting double digits in this spot. Let's move into the NFL then. And we have just two misleading final scores from Week 10. The Saints outgained the Titans 373-264, yet lost 23-21, a 1-0 turnover ratio hurt. And the Jaguars outgained the Colts 331-295, yet lost 23-17, a 1-0 turnover ratio. And bad red zone efficiency hurt them. Moving on to Week 11, NFL motivational spots, potential letdown spots. Washington and Carolina are unfortunately playing each other, and they're both in letdown spots, but it's a bigger one for Washington beating the Super Bowl champs, in my opinion. Carolina at least played Arizona without their quarterback, right, without Murray. Neither team really had their quarterback, but Carolina's kind of on the up right now that they have a new quarterback, and everyone knows that Darnold's horrible. The Dolphins at the Jets after beating the Ravens is a potential letdown spot. Rest spots. Dolphins long rest at the Jets after the Thursday night game. Ravens long rest at the Bears after the Thursday night game. And then Chicago hosting the Ravens after the bye. Now, too bad for Chicago. The Ravens lost that game against Miami. It would have been a nice spot to back the Bears. The Bengals at the Raiders after the bye is a rest spot. The Titans after the bye and the Giants at Tampa after the bye rest spots. And the short week is the Niners at Jacksonville after the Monday night game. And we might as well just throw the Niners now that they just won against the Rams in the letdown spot category. All righty then. 49ers at the Jaguars is a letdown spot. So potential get up spots. Houston at Tennessee after the bye. They need to, well, I'm not sure how motivated they are, but they do at least have a win. The Jets hosting Miami is a potential get up spot after getting beat down bad by Buffalo. The Tampa Bay Bucks hosting the Giants after the embarrassing loss to Washington, and the Saints at the Eagles after that nasty loss versus Tennessee. Potential look-ahead spots. I just have the Patriots could be looking past Atlanta to the Titans. Makes it a very tricky spot. The Patriots could blow them out, or it could be just one of those spots. You never know in the NFL. Let's move on to our free play for college football week 12. And I'm going with Wake Forest. I gave it a +3.5. It's at +4.5 in some books for some reason. Man, I don't know why Clemson is favored by this much here. I have Wake Forest a higher team in my power ratings. Wake Forest is a little bit better yards per play. And the reason that Wake Forest doesn't have a bigger yards per play margin is their defense has been so bad. But if you watch that game versus NC State, their defense really improved. They really got together, put their heads together, and figured it out. And their defense gave up a garbage touchdown at the end. But still, I think their defense did a little bit better. And, well, I mean, let's face it, Clemson's offense is horrible right now, and they're not moving the ball at all. And Sam Hartman's doing a fantastic job. He's a Heisman candidate. I don't see how Clemson's going to stop them the whole time. I mean, they will get some stops, but I don't think they're going to get a ton of stops. I think that Wake Forest can score enough to win this game outright. So we'll take Wake Forest plus the 4.5. I give it out of 3.5 for 2.5 stars.
Hello. You play to win the game.
All right. Let's get into a little fantasy football week 11. So like I said, I just did this with Dave, but the file got corrupted. So I will go over some of the stuff he said. The bye weeks, you have the Rams and the Broncos. You know, Javonte Williams for the Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater, Jerry Jeudy probably, Sutton. And with the Rams, you had Cooper Kupp, you had Tyler Higbee, you had Matt Stafford that's been choking for you lately. Henderson, the running back there, right? So bench those guys. Key injuries, running back Aaron Jones, MCL sprain out 2 to 3 weeks. Quarterback Baker Mayfield, knee and his feelings are hurt after getting destroyed by the Patriots. Wide receiver Robert Woods, ACL tear. Nasty, nasty situation for what happened to Robert Woods. I kind of feel bad for him. I thought that, I thought he was prone to have a great year, but now they have Odell Beckham. We'll see if he's put into the lineup a little bit more because of the Woods injury, which I expect. Let's move into, still got one more, CeeDee Lamb. And he's got an arm contusion, but he's day-to-day. He should be all right. Waiver wire, running back Patrick Taylor for the Aaron Jones injury. And if for some reason A.J. Dillon's still on the waivers, he's only owned in 72% of leagues, get him first. He's going to be the bell cow and possibly the best back of the week playing the Vikings. Quarterback Mac Jones, starting to really gel. Only owned by 28% of leagues. I like Mac Jones. Running back Deontay Foreman is getting most of the carries at Tennessee. 11 carries for the Titans last week. Seriously, he's the guy maybe there. Running back Matt Breida had 2 touchdowns for the Bills, and you wonder if Moss and Singletary are in the doghouse there. Wide receiver Ray McCloud had 12 targets for the Steelers, but that might be only because of Mason Rudolph throwing to him in practice. Not sure. Just monitor Claypool's situation there. Wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith had 7 targets and a touchdown for the Saints. I like him going forward. And quarterback Cam Newton, he's back from the dead. And he's starting once again in Carolina. Let's move on to non-starters trending up. Running back Deontay Foreman versus the Texans. Awful defense. Running back James Robinson versus the Jaguars defense versus the 49ers. Tight end Cole Kmet versus the Ravens is going to have a good day because the Ravens blitz so much. And that leaves the tight ends open. Running back A.J. Dillon's now the starter. Very weak Vikings D, like I said. Wide receiver Jaylen Waddle versus a really bad Jets team. Wide receiver Corey Davis versus a bad Dolphins pass D. Quarterback Cam Newton should have success versus Washington's D. And wide receiver Rondale Moore versus Seattle should be open plenty of times, especially now that AJ Green's a little bit banged up and DeAndre Hopkins might miss. But this is dependent on Kyler Murray playing, so just remember that. Let's move on to Bus. Quarterback Tyler Heinicke versus Carolina's pasty. He's in a weird letdown spot too. And I think McLaurin's a little banged up. Quarterback Matt Ryan versus the Patriots D is kind of a bust this week. Quarterback Carson Wentz versus Buffalo's D. You have wide receiver Michael Pittman versus Buffalo's D is a bust, in my opinion. Everybody versus Buffalo's D. Quarterback Daniel Jones versus Tampa's pissed off D is a bust. Running back Devontae Booker versus Tampa's run D is bad. And running back David Montgomery versus Baltimore's rush D is not a great spot. Plus, Khalil Herbert's getting a lot more carries for the Chicago Bears. And that brings us to our nasty sleeper. Dave actually picked Mac Jones this week. I can't disagree. He's playing the Falcons this week. Even though he's in a weird spot, they still could possibly persevere. And Deontay Foreman is quite expendable versus the Texans. So Deontay Foreman is a my nasty sleeper. And I'll tell you right now, I think that he's going to get a ton of yards and could be your best back this week because the Texans are that team that you don't want to get an injury. And maybe they do care a little bit about their other two backs, Peterson and what's his name. But Deontay Foreman should get plenty of carries and yards and win your fantasy week for you. For week 11. My friends, if you have any questions about this podcast or about any matchups, please feel free to tweet us at the Odds Breakers. Have a great rest of your week and go get some winners.